Hunter Biden's lawyers refused to speak with CNN after meeting with DOJ. By Wendell Hasebo on April 26, 2023. Hunter Biden's lawyers were spotted Wednesday by CNN silently walking out of the Justice Department for their scheduled meeting with U.S. Prosecutor David Weiss and at least one Justice Department official. Hunter Biden's high-powered lawyers apparently refused to answer CNN's questions, the outlet reported, leaving those interested in one of the biggest political scandals of the 21st century to speculate about the outcome of the meeting. CNN finally admitted Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop from hell was authentic 532 days after the initial story broke on October 24, 2020, notably calling it Russian disinformation and made up at the time. Wednesday's summit was scheduled last week following an IRS agent alleging the improper politicization of a tax probe into the president's son. Last week, an IRS whistleblower alleged two Biden administration political appointees within the DOJ are working to block charges against Hunter for tax violations against recommendations. As far back as May 2019, Hunter has been under investigation by the DOJ for tax fraud, money laundering, and violation of lobbying laws. Federal prosecutors, led by Weiss, reportedly considered charging Hunter over a year ago for three tax crimes and one gun crime. But the president's son has not been charged. Attorney General Merrick Garland has refused to name a special counsel in the probe to provide a degree of separation between the probe and President Joe Biden. Former Attorney General Bill Barr and constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley believe a special counsel must be appointed to investigate the case. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, told Breitbart News that Garland and Biden are culpable for the alleged abuses. Under President Biden and Attorney General Garland, America is not equally applying justice and the rule of law. They are both equally culpable and responsible for abuse alleged by the IRS whistleblower, he said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.